this mini episode is kind of further discussion on a topic that Tashira and I have been really sitting with, which is the foundation for our ebook, and you can find that on our website as well, around defining love at a big age, which plays on a bunch of things, but kind of for those who followed the podcast from the beginning, we've done two episodes that really started this conversation for us. One was Joy and Grief, and then the letters to our former selves, where Tashira and I both wrote letters to our former selves at different ages with information that we wished we had been able to hear or that we could have internalized. So maybe we heard it, but we didn't believe it. And so the ebook is some of our narrative, but also an exercise on how do you define love? How do you embrace love? How has the concept of love maybe changed for you over time? I've thought a lot about this over the last couple of years, I think more than I ever have. Prior to 2 or 3 years ago, like my biggest experiences with love were falling in love with my husband, getting married, the love that I had for my children when they were born, kind of which was and is still totally indescribable, and the love and grief I felt when I lost my grandparents, who, my Bubba and Gom, who were just like incredible. This is my Gom. And this is my Gom's wedding ring. So those were my ideas of love. And then over the last couple of years, I've had to think a lot about what does love mean? What does showing up in love mean, and what does loving myself mean, especially as I have felt like over the last couple of years periodically really bad or scared or sad as I've navigated some health challenges and just tricky things. Life has been lifing. It feels like there's a lot of grief and heaviness and sadness in all of our worlds. And what does it mean to show up in love and loving each other? When I think about it, my concept of love has just expanded. What it means for me to show up and love someone unconditionally or be there for someone through different things just feels and looks really different than it did 5 years ago. And when I say that out loud, it's like, obviously, like, it looks really different, but I think I never anticipated like wanting, I don't know, I guess I never thought my parents were going to age. I mean, I did, but I never thought my dad was. So like caring for him has been like a very special and hard experience, but like one I would never want to give up. And I so value and appreciate that my parents trust me. And one that I wouldn't be able to do the way that I am right now in a former life with the work that I used to have. And so feeling just like deeply grateful that I can do that for them. I think seeing my husband, my partner, show up for me over the last couple of years, but show up for my family, my dad in particular, has been just so incredible. Unfortunately, Josh is like a pro at post-op care, right? Josh has like this ability to manage pain medications and water intake and food and just does it with such kind of effortless love, not annoyed. I mean, and if he is annoyed, he's not showing it, right? Not asking for anything, not feeling burdened that, you know, he's also been in and out of the hospital for the last couple of years. And so, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm wondering what our community experiences through this stage of life, too, as we just care for each other, but care for many generations and care for ourselves and, like, what it means to care for ourselves through these changes. And how that in and of itself is an act of love. And letting ourselves be cared for, which is hard. Trusting that people who love me are going to be okay with my deficiencies. And so you know, I've talked a little bit about this before. Like, I just, like, I don't have the same level of energy. I don't have the same capacity to get as much done. I think there's one version of myself that feels like that's a huge deficiency and I'm disappointing a lot of people. But also then, like, trying to reframe that conversation that people who love me and I love are going to love me also through these changes and accept those changes as well. And I think what it means to show up for friends or family or loved ones just means kind of not accepting bullshit, obviously, but like that, you know, that they know you're doing your best. And trying to kind of sit with that and hope that that's the truth. I think it is, but that's also an exercise. As I've made maybe some unorthodox decisions, having to just really trust myself and love myself and know that I am grounded in my truth, my needs, and the needs of my family, and feeling confident about that. So kind of showing up for love for myself and also having compassion that, you know, not every decision I'm going to make is going to be the right one. I think about that, I guess, professionally a lot, like this space I'm in now with consulting and has had some ebbs and flows and things that I've just learned a tremendous amount, and trying to take what I've learned and what I haven't liked as a learning opportunity versus as a failure. And seeing that all of these experiences are valuable, even if they're not like getting me somewhere particular. So I think this is just like a little bit of a video diary, but a little bit of an explanation as well about our ebook. Tashira will do a similar, we will pose the same question to her about, you know, how has her concept of love changed over time? And I'm eager to hear all of your thoughts and hers, of course, as well.
Thanks for listening to Justice. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to learn more about our podcast, be sure to check us out on our website at justicepodcast.com. You can also reach out to us there if you want to be featured on the show or if you have a business or a product that you think would be a good fit for our audience. Thanks again for listening.